So I'm standing at the checkout counter of one of them new old-fashioned general stores, clutching a bag of penny candy, when I suddenly spy the fudge counter. What a dilemma! See, the women who run with the moose, me and my friends, Celeste, Rita, Betty, Dot, and Shirley, take field trips from time to time. And we were on our way home from a whirlwind shopping excursion to the outlet malls in North Conway. Plum tuckered out from all that bargain hunting, we needed a little nourishment to fuel our trip back to Mahoosick Mills. That's when the store appeared right on cue. We pile out of Shirley's Bonneville and went in search of sustenance. I bypassed the I Heart New Hampshire t-shirts and the balsam pillows and went straight for the penny candy. Oh, I love penny candy. It reminds me of when I was a kid. Feeling nostalgic, I selected three each of Mary Jane's, Squirrels, Bullseyes, and Mini Tootsie Rolls. I like to alternate one of each kind to keep the taste fresh. For good measure, I grabbed a York peppermint patty to cleanse my palate. I was all set to check out when I spied the fudge counter. Don't do it, I'm thinking, but my feet just started walking in that direction. Though momentarily distracted by the Snickers fudge, I found what I was looking for. Yes, second flavor from the left, Panucci with walnuts. My father's sister, Georgiana, always gave us a box of Panucci fudge with walnuts at Christmas time. I never tasted anything quite like that fudge. It was heavenly. Not only that, it was blessed by the church. See, Georgiana was a nun, and because she made the fudge with the other nun she lived with, we referred to it as holy fudge. I'll just get a taste, I'm thinking. Then I saw the sign, quarter pound minimum. I knew I couldn't get both the penny candy and the fudge. Chances are I'd demo all of it before we hit the outskirts of Mahoosick Mills. Then I might as well just fire up my broom and fly home. Too much sugar gives me a headache and makes me wicked cranky. The last time I went on a sugar bender, Charlie says, "Ida, candy may take you back to your childhood, but all it takes me back to are the days of PMS." I stared at the Panucci. "How much is a quarter pound?" I asked. "Oh, about like this," the woman behind the counter pointed to a piece that didn't look all that big. "I'll trade you this penny candy for a quarter pound of Panucci with walnuts," I says. I figured the protein and antioxidants in the nuts would kind of balance things out. "Would you like a little knife?" the woman asks. At first, I had to think about what she meant. Then I got it. "Oh, a little knife so I can share." "Sure," I says. "Not likely," I'm thinking. The women who run with the moose share a lot of things, but desserts not one of 'em. When I got in the car, as much as I wanted to just bite off a hunk of that fudge, I decided not to. I would be civilized, cut myself a moderate piece of Panucci, and close up the bag. Pace myself. I took a taste. That fudge was so sweet, it kind of made the glands behind my ears ache. It didn't taste quite like holy fudge, but close enough. I cut off another small piece and ate it, and another. By the time we reached Mahoosick Mills, half the Panucci was gone, and I was cultivating a dull headache. I walk into our house, and Cora greeted me with her usual, "I never thought I'd see you again," excitement. "Give me some space," I'm thinking. Then, when Charlie didn't tear himself away from the evening news, I could feel the irritation building. The least he could do is get up and say hello. Oh, and look, he didn't even sort the mail. What a surprise. And boy, I knew I was in trouble. Before slicing off another piece of Panucci, I take the bag into the bathroom, and using the little knife, I cut the fudge into chunks and flush them down the toilet. See, I couldn't just throw the bag of fudge in the trash because, and I'm not proud of this, when it comes to sweets, I've been known to return to the trash, dig out the bag, open it up, and continue where I left off. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.